Today, we'd like to study the title of No Partiality in Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 24-48. To align with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 25-26, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself am also a man." What character should we learn from Peter? Question 2, in verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality or no respecter of persons." What partiality did Peter indicate on this text? And how can we overcome it? Last question, in verses 34-43, 10 verses, what are main points of Peter's preaching? Cornelius was an Italian centurion, while Peter was an apostle from a Jewish fisherman. Cornelius' character described in Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 2, a devout man or dedicated man and one who feared God, so holy fear of God, with all his household, all his home family too, who gave alms or charity generously to the people and prayed to God always. So he is the seeker of God. Then, Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 23, what happened? Then Peter invited them, sent by Cornelius for Peter, in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, or with the messengers sent by Cornelius. And some brethren, here, some brethren in this context, meaning some Jewish brothers in Christ, from Joppa accompanied him. Now, verse 24 up to 33, talk about Peter with some Jewish brothers in Christ entered Cornelius' household. 24, the following day, they entered Caesarea. Caesarea, a beach side, that time is the Roman capital controlling Judea. Caesarea, now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. Peter, with some Jewish brethren, brothers in Christ, and the messengers sent by Cornelius, entered into Cornelius' house. So here, relatives and close friends who are non-Jews or Gentiles. Then verse 25, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius, non-Jews, met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. He adored Peter, looked for Peter as a reverend. This kind of attitude, a human common attitude for a person used as a tool of God. For example, healing. Somebody prayed for a patient. That patient was healed through prayer. Although actually the Lord healed him, but the patient often adored the prayers, the human being. So here, Peter responded, verse 26. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, or get up. I myself am also a man. I myself am also a human being, not God. Stand on the same level as Cornelius." So all instruments of God should learn in Peter's heart. We are instrument. We are human beings. We are creatures. We are not God. That kind of a humble heart which we Christians should learn. Then verse 28, then he said to them, you know how in love, Peter said to Cornelius' family, relatives, them, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. According to the customary law, this was strictly forbidden by their interpretation of the law to enter the house of a Gentile because of unclean people. That is a racial possibility. So they used the Old Testament law given by God, but they interpret their law as if your company with the non-Jews considered as unclean. Custom often blinded the Jews to see the truth from the Word of God. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. So God's new plan to Gentiles. See verse 34, the dawning, verse 34. Now 29. Therefore I came without objection. Simply means Peter fully obeyed. As soon as I was sent for, I asked them, for what reason have you sent for me? What reason did you call me here? So Cornelius, non-Jews, said, 4 days ago, Cornelius, his vision story was repeated from verses 3 up to 8. 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour, Hebrew time, so Roman tower, Roman time, or in our time, 3 p.m. 3 p.m., I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. It's likely angel, and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. So God responded to the prayer of Cornelius, the sick of God, with the provision for salvation through Christ. Here is Cornelius, non-Christian yet, but Cornelius feared God. Cornelius praying always. This is God really touching his heart and open, because Cornelius is seeking God. So God provided for salvation way through Christ by the instrument of God, which is Peter. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname Peter, apostle Simon Peter. He's lodging in the house of Simon. This is another Simon, the owner of that house, a tanner. Tanner meaning the handler of working with the animal skin to make a purse or a bag. You know, certain people call it as tanners. By the sea, when he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent it to you immediately, and you have done well to come, or you are welcome. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all things commanded you by God. Ready hearts to hear the word of God. Hungry heart for the word of God, and thirsty heart for the Holy Spirit, the teacher. So pupils' heart responds differently, even to the same teaching, the word of God, because of each spiritual work. That's why each pupil responds differently, depending upon indwelling Holy Spirit. So understand the God's word, or much understood, or less, or none. So verses 34 and 43, Peter's preaching sermon, that is a spirit-led and Christ-centered message. Spirit-led and Christ-centered message. Very simple, only 10 verses, but concise, really touched Cornelius and Cornelius' relatives and family members' heart, really. So the Holy Spirit working through Peter's message, each audience's heart. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." King James Version said, "No respect of persons." So, no favoritism. Partiality is a synonym of favoritism. No favoritism such as race, gender, age, wealth, or education. No respect of persons. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. "For the Lord your God is the God of gods, and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality or no respect of persons." Psalm 82, verse 2. "How long will you judge unjustly?" And God said, "And show partiality to the wicked." So if you show partiality, God considers you the wicked person. So here we see clearly God is against partiality. That's God's heart. So here, partiality meaning racial partiality, Jewish Christian or non-Jewish Christian, racial. Jewish race versus non-Jewish race. Later, Peter was tempted to commit racial partiality. Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. "Now when Peter had come to Antioch," Antioch is a non-Jewish church, which meaning non-Jewish Christian, Antioch, I meaning Paul, withstood him, against him, to his face, because Peter was to be blamed. Something wrong. Explain verse 12. "For before certain men came from James," James is the leader, the apostle of Jerusalem church, or the apostle of Jewish Christian church. So Jewish Christian Christians came into Antioch. "He would eat with the Gentiles." Peter would eat with the Gentiles, but when they came, the Jewish Christian came, he withdrew and separated himself. He pretended not to eat with non-Jewish people, or he pretended not to associate with non-Jewish Christians. Separate himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision, fearing those Jewish Christians. Actually, fearing of a man shall have a snare, but fear of God is a safe. So here, fear. So now, how to overcome partiality? That answer, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Because our flesh is a weakness. That's why we want to obey the law of God. Because my flesh is weakness. So I was, in result, obeying the law of flesh. So that answer, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So we should live according to the Spirit. We should be controlled by Spirit. Only that way we can overcome partiality, this kind of thing. Question 35. "But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by God." So God accepted. "By God, who provides only the way of salvation through Jesus Christ." One example. Harvest Crusade service, most of the people raised their hand to the question to go to heaven. And most people made offerings. So all, you know, audience already opened the heart to God. But then, great glory, the delivered a message of a salvation gospel, Matthew chapter 13, the planting seed, you know, issue, four pledges of a sown seed. Then, great glory delivered the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. That time, about 3,000 people accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, came down, became converted. Exactly like that, already Cornelius' heart is open because he prays, you know, always. He is fasting. He gave away charity generously to needy people like that. Then he listened to salvation gospel only through Jesus Christ. Continually we are seeing. Verse 36, the word which God sent to children of Israel, so through Jesus Christ, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. We fall short of God's glory. We are sinners. We are wretched children of God. So Jesus as a ransom for us to reconcile peaceful relationship with God. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. So only through Jesus Christ we can have true peace right here. Nothing else. Romans chapter 10, verse 11 to 13. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction or no difference between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord of all is rich to all who call upon him. The issue of a matter of heart, to call upon Jesus, then may be rich, regardless of Jewish or non-Jewish, or Greek or Gentile. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Period. Then he is Lord of all. Peter's sermon, main point right here. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, meaning all the Gentiles, all the Jews. So our master is Jesus, Lord. First message here, main point is verse 36, Lord. Then 37, then where do you know which was proclaimed through all Judea, which means not in corner, not secret. Like Peter answered to Agrippa, the king of Judah, book of Acts chapter 26, verse 26 here too. The king Agrippa, before whom I also speak freely, knows these things, for I am convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, because the thing was not done in a corner. So Jesus preached, the kingdom of God is at hand, preached publicly. Jesus healed the people publicly, not in secret. So you know, here, verse 37, that the word you know, which was proclaimed through all Judea, which means you should have heard of this message, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Here, John the Baptist, not the apostle of Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit with power. Here, God anointed the one which is Christ, Messiah. Messiah is meaning anointed one. So Peter said, God anointed with his power, so doing good. So God was with him here. So here is implying Jesus Christ, Messiah. God ordained Jesus to this thing. Then verse 39, We are witnesses. We, meaning apostles, disciples, witness of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. Because Peter was trained by Jesus Christ for 3 years, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. So here, Jesus' death indicated. Jesus' death caused by people, not caused by Jesus' sin, caused by people. So we already see Peter talks about Jesus' Lord, then is Jesus Christ or Messiah, how God anointed. Then is 39, Jesus' death, then caused by us, not caused by himself. Verse 40, him God raised up on the third day. God raised Jesus up on the third day and showed him openly. So Jesus' resurrection, verse 40. So Jesus the Lord, Jesus Christ the Messiah, Jesus' death and third day resurrection. Then not to all people. The other one is but to witnesses chosen before by God, because resurrected Jesus showed to not all the people, some people. That is basically talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3-8. Disciples said, for I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, Cephas meaning Peter, Simon Peter, then by the 12 disciples. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren, over 500 brothers in Christ at once, of whom the greater part remained to the present. At that time they were alive, but some have fallen asleep. You know, some were dead at that time. After that, he was seen by James. James is a half-brother of Jesus Christ, the apostle of Jerusalem Church, you know, at that time. Then by all the apostles. And the last of all, he was seen by me, the Paul. Actually, Paul saw resurrected Jesus on Damascus road. So by me also, as by one born out of due time. So not all the people, you know, but the most people saw the resurrected Jesus Christ. Then drank with him after he arose from the dead. They're talking about John in chapter 21, verse 12 and 13. Resurrected Jesus said to them, his disciples, come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. So the disciples all ate breakfast and fish with his disciples after Jesus' resurrection. They're basically talking about experience too. Verse 42, and he commanded, Jesus commanded us to preach to the people and to testify. This is a great commission. Testify that it is he who was ordained by God. Again, ordained by God. That is means Christ. Messiah, to be judge of the living and the dead. This one is a part of Apostle Creed. Apostle Creed, you know, the judge, the quick, and the dead, you know, is there included. So Apostle Creed's purpose is in church history, the heresy come out. So Christian basic, what, you know, we should profess in each own faith. That's why the Apostle Creed is one good example of a fundamental Christian faith. To him, all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins or will be forgiven. So verse 43, salvation requires necessity of a faith too. So only 10 verses. So essence, the main point right here, Jesus the Lord, Jesus God anointed, Jesus Christ the Messiah, Jesus the death caused by us, not by himself, and Jesus the resurrection, verse 40 and 43, salvation necessity, belief, faith, right here. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. So there is a salvation by faith alone, not by human works. Then is 44 up to 48, the Holy Spirit indwelling in the Gentiles, the birth of the Gentile church, the beginning of the Gentile church. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision, the Jewish Christian, who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, so that is Jewish Christian, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentile also. So the Jewish who followed Peter, some brethren, we said, so they are frightened because the Gentile people also received the Holy Spirit. That evidence is a tongue. Here, tongue, because of the gift of Holy Spirit, here, tongue. Holy Spirit gift to mankind. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 11 said, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, wisdom gifted, to another the word of knowledge, knowing, revealing, knowledge gifted through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. So sometimes by faith you can move in a mountain. So that kind of faith. To another gift of healings. So healings, you pray for ill people, so ill person is healed by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles too. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of a spirit, that is evil or a good spirit or Holy Spirit. To another, different kind of tongues. Tongue is a divine language, mysterious language. To another, the interpretation of a tongue, but one and the same Spirit. But here is a tongue kind of one. So tongue is evidence over indwelling Holy Spirit into Gentile Christians right here. So Book of Acts pour out on the Gentile also, like a Book of Acts chapter 1, chapter 2 on the Pentecost. That time Holy Spirit dwelling upon the Jewish audience. But here, non-Jewish audience. Book of Acts chapter 1 verse 15, there is 120 people. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120. And said, so those people receive the Holy Spirit on the Pentecost. That's talking about chapter 2. For they heard them speak with tongues in and magnify God. Because God saved them through Christ and gave the Holy Spirit and its gift as tongues. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? So water baptism here indicating, so first of all, the Gentile Christians to speak of tongue, that meaning tongue is the gift of the Holy Spirit. That means the Gentile audience become Christian, each Christian, the Holy Spirit is indwelling into each Gentile creature. So new believers are followed by water baptism ceremony as a symbol of Jesus' death and resurrection with every new believer. So which meaning baptism, first of all, merged into which meaning your old life was death, that symbol. Coming out meaning new life with the Lord, that meaning Jesus' resurrection. Before other Christians. So to be publicly known over every baptizer as a Christian by other Christians. So which meaning now you are a part of this body, the body of Christ. That is the main purpose of water baptism. Verse 48, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. So they asked Peter to stay a more days. Why? They were new believers and realized their need for teaching and fellowship till discipleship on their life. So they want to be mature spiritually. So that's why they are hungry for the word of God. They are thirsty over the Spirit. That's what they are seeking. So when I teach the Bible, each group, some group, like I feel like, very hungry, very thirsty, I feel that. But some group, really bored, boring kind of thing. Really, the Holy Spirit is working through, certain group in a different way. So let's see each question answer. In verse 25, 26, as Peter was coming, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, stand up, I myself am also a man. What character should we learn from Peter? Humble attitude. The God's heart, the God give grace to the humble. But God resists the proud, the humble. Question 2, in verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality or no respect of persons. What partiality did Peter indicate on this text? Racial partiality, favoritism to Jews, affecting this favoritism to non-Jews. And how can we overcome it? That answer, we should live according to the Spirit, not the flesh. Flesh always is against the Spirit, period. So no middle ground. The last question 3, in verse 34 to 43, only 10 verses, concise message. What are the main points of Peter's preaching? Here, Jesus Lord, Jesus Christ, Jesus was dead, caused by us, Jesus raised up, and necessity of salvation is faith, believe in Jesus. So that answer. Let's just sing song all together on bulletin, page 2, number 3.